lot of people call them polecats, you know.
Mm-hmm. You have squirrels around here.
Yeah, a good many fox squirrels and little red fox squirrels. They ain't no grays. They ain't no blacks. I've never seen any blacks. I've never seen one gray.
You have those little animals that are like squirrels that live in the rocks?
What do you call them? No, but we don't have them without you thinking of. But I know you ain't what we call ground squirrels.
Uh-huh.
Them little type of devils.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't live in the rocks here, but they'll be around any cornfield.
Hmm.
And when that corn starts coming up, they go out there and they can tell every place it's great.
Dig it up, eat it.
Dig it up, eat it.
Huh.
Got a strike down the back. And I've got some marks right there where I caught one day. Drowned him out and got him the neck, but I didn't get him clean some white enough. He got deep there, but didn't take me too long to get him loose.
I know Mother Squirrel that did that to me once. Had a pair of gloves, and she bit right through those gloves and just hung on. I almost broke her jaw to get her loose. I was glad when she let go.
We've got a few prairie dogs. They're not many. There used to be quite a few, but they poisoned them and gassed them together. You can take a grain and poison it and put it out and get them, or you can take a rubber hose to put over your exhaust pipe, stick her down in and put a little dirt around it. Within just about a minute, there won't be no more dogs in that hole.
Hmm.
This gas just killed them pretty fast.
Hmm. What do you call animals? Oh, wolves and owls and skunks and destructive animals like that.
Oh, well, some people call them varmints. These old owls and hawks and things like that. I guess you'd have to call them. I wouldn't know how to what to call them. Something. We just call them owls or hawks.
You have armadillos around here?
Yeah, there's getting to be a few in here. They ain't been here but a year or two, but they're getting in here now.
They used to be just in Texas, didn't they?
Yeah. And I noticed on going to Texoma, it's about 115 miles down where we go. And we see five or six dead ends in the road every time we go down.
I noticed that going from Ardmore to Warika.
Yeah, you'll run into them along there and all down there. We come in with Davis and Sulphur through there, and then sometimes we go through Ardmore. Sometimes, most of the time, we go through and come out 9 miles east of Ardmore and hit 70.
Mm-hmm.
We come down, I believe that's 18 that road is, I ain't quite certain. Then how we come out on 70. Turn the south there to Sulphur, and it's 23 miles close to that place.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that's a nice road from Ardmore in now, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's been long enough.
I have been from Ardmore, used to go right smart from Ardmore and out to Davis, but I haven't been through there in quite a while.
That's pretty dismal.
I'm going through there though some of these days. I've got a friend over there, it used to be a caretaker there at Dunning Lake. He's running them little shops that's got everything you can think of to sell and the like. Dadgummit, I thought I could think of that name right quick.
Racket Store?
No, he's got this little joint over there. Across the river, south of Davis. There's kind of a little town place there.
Surplus store?
No. They just sell little old trinkets of every kind.
Dime store?
No, that ain't what they call it.
Variety store?
No, that ain't what they call it. Let me see. Anyhow, he's there. He was caretaker there a long time. He sold out and went out to